Central New York Democratic congressional candidate Dana Balter released a statement Wednesday saying her campaign will not comment on the outcome of the election against Congressman John Katko until over 70,000 absentee ballots in the district are counted. Balter is down 20 points following Election Day. That's about 55,000 votes. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, polls had predicted the race would be much closer.
The week before the election, a Siena College Syracuse.com poll had Balter and Katko tied. A poll released earlier in October had Balter leading by 2 points. So what happened?
Something was systematically wrong with the polls generally, not just around here, but across the country.
Grant Reher is the director of the Campbell Public Affairs Institute at Syracuse University.
Clearly, I think there was an underestimation of the Republican side of the turnout.
Republicans performed better than expected in several races in central New York. Onondaga County had a record-breaking voter turnout. But Balter is currently losing in the county by 11 points. It's the largest county in the 24th Congressional District, and voters there have Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden over President Trump by 8 points. Reher says Katko doesn't win without a fair amount of ticket splitting, where voters choose candidates of different political parties in different races. He also says that positions Balter took, like supporting Medicare for All, gun control, and bail reform, are arguably too far left for the district.
People were exposed to her campaign and probably some of the negative advertising against it by Katko's campaign. There got to be some reservations about her candidacy on the part of some of those independents and maybe some of those really moderate or more conservative Democrats.
Democratic messaging in general, he says, can sometimes take on a condescending and scolding feel. As for Katko, Reher says he thinks his seat is safe. It's a moderate district, and Katko has positioned himself that way.
Despite the fact that there have been a number of different members of Congress coming and going in the last 10 years, it's a district that likes to get comfortable with a representative and keep them for a long time.
In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.